Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as more and more farmers become interested in raising pulse crops like chickpeas, peas, and lentils, North Dakota State University plant pathologist Audrey K. Lyle says that the pulse crop working group saw an opportunity to reach more farmers through a brand new podcast series titled Growing Pulse Crops.
And we got together with a group of farmers who are all members of the Northern Pulse Growers Association, as well as USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council. And we wanted to know from them, you know, what's the best format in which to deliver, you know, research findings, you know, and just bring this information to a broader audience. And, you know, to be honest, the Pulse Crops podcast wasn't even on my mind at the time. That had not even occurred to me, even though I listen to and enjoy several different podcast series. But that was something people, the farmers in particular, brought up, that they listen to podcasts, you know, on long drives or, you know, in the tractor. And they find that to be a really great way to listen to information.
And if you'd like to check out these new podcasts, you can find them online at growingpulsecrops.com or through cell phone podcast apps. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.